Each and every one of us, as we go into this election and go out talking to our friends and colleagues, must underscore that for the public. You must underscore that we have been responsible citizens in terms of provision of health care during any job action that we've engaged in, that we've been responsible citizens when we bargain, but that we are in fact struggling for the lifeblood of our health care system, the nursing care that's provided. We must also get behind our colleagues who are facing a lawsuit from the Taxpayers Association. What union is going to go on strike if the right-wing business community and its supporters can go out and start suing unions for not providing care? When we do, in fact, comply with the law with respect to essential services, when we do, in fact, work below essential services much of the time in our healthcare facilities on a daily basis, there must be no support for a legal action that places on the shoulders of healthcare workers the responsibility for waiting lists. That responsibility is not ours. Long before the HU had this strike, there was a waiting list. Long before they had their strike, there were people getting bumped from surgery. Long before they had their strike, our hospitals were closing their ORs every third or fourth Friday to save money because they weren't funded. Long before that strike, surgical beds sat empty, unutilized. A scan that we've taken of the province shows that there is enough unused OR space in this province that if it were properly funded and supported, we would not have a waiting list anywhere. Does the public know this? It's our job to make sure that they know. And what about the pull of the private clinics? For those of you who work in ORs, what is the pull to the private clinic? What takes you part-time out of our public system over to the private system? To a place where you don't necessarily get a pension, where you don't necessarily get benefits, but maybe you get a better hourly rate of pay. We must work together to discover what that is and make sure that whatever that pull is available to every nurse in a public operating room. It's bad enough that the privateers are plundering our Medicare system of patients, of equipment, of dollars that should be going in but isn't being invested because the private option exists. But it's even worse that they take publicly educated, and your education as a nurse is subsidized, nurses out of the system and moves them into the for-profit sector with no cost. They get a trained workforce free. Shame on them. We must address the social determinants of health. It's not good enough to say that we need structures, that we need nurses. We need to have a social safety net in this province that ensures that people have access to quality employment. There's a boast in the news about all the great jobs being created in BC. How many of those jobs are full-time? How many of them pay more than minimum wage? How many attract health and welfare benefits? How many will provide pensions to people when they retire? At this very hotel, I spoke with a worker who told me that their hours are so greatly diminished here that she is for the first time in her life having to apply for EI. And that the focus of development in this hotel is on the restaurant down at the end of the hall rather than the big one in the foyer because it's a different contract with workers that make less. Shame. It's important that people have access to adequate housing. You know, I don't really care what they do at the Woodward's building, but if we don't get some place to house the homeless, If we don't get someplace to put people who are recovering from addictions, if we don't have someplace to put people with mental illnesses who need to have a stable environment where they're supported to continue their medications and treatment, then we will not win the battle of keeping our healthcare system efficient. We must have that. And we must work for a clean environment. That should go without saying, but nonetheless, given the resistance by some governments to enforce Kyoto and beyond, is still shocking to me. Finally, I want to speak about our publicly funded, publicly delivered, not-for-profit healthcare system. I've already spoken about the need to expand our use of the public hospital operating rooms. The question I want to ask is, if we need daycare surgical centers that are freestanding from our hospitals, if we need clinics, why is the public system not building them? Why are we allowing the private sector to swoop in and do that work? Why are we inviting them, as the P3 scheme in Abbotsford invites? The projected costs have already gone up on that project, and the hole's not even dug in the ground. We're seeing already the impact on the food, the cleanliness, the security in our hospitals of the private contracting out of those services. We were reassured there'd be no diminishment of quality, that there would be no substantial difference in what we see. Well, those of you who are in this room can bear witness to the fact that many of our hospitals are currently bordering on filthy. You can bear witness to the fact that the food that comes to the tables of our patients, and particularly our seniors, is so unattractive that it would make a maggot gag. And we have seen the debilitating effects of inadequate security. I don't think I need to go over that again. These schemes are not providing the quality that was promised. They are not contributing to the health of the patients that we care for. And they're certainly not contributing to our health either. It's time that all of that contracting out was stopped. That we got some sanity. That we keep those services in the public sector where there is political accountability for failure to deliver. And why is it that we take our biggest successes and sell them off? I mean, you've seen BC Rail, you see BC Hydro, you see the liquor stores. Well, guess what? Now, the telehealth nurse call center, yes, there's a request for proposals to put it out to the private sector on a long-term 10 to 15-year contract. This is an initiative which was welcomed by the nurses of this province, which we fully supported. It has grown exponentially in its response to people. There's a thought to move it out into other communities and take it out of Vancouver so that there are regional offices. All excellent things. Support for our rural practitioners would be there. Support for rural communities would be more accessible. And yet, we're going to give it to the private sector. Now, I was down in the States a couple of years back, and I went to one of the healthcare chains that runs a telehealth center. And to my shock, what used to be a fully RN-staffed call center now has lay people, people from the street, receiving the calls and determining whether or not they need to speak to a nurse. This is triaging. This is your job, your knowledge, your clinical assessment. That was a shortcut to make more profit. Do we really believe, after seeing all of the other contracting out that's happened in this province, that the same will not happen to the call centers if they are contracted out to the private sector greedy for profit? I think not. Now, we're not saying we want the same old, don't get me wrong. Nurses are much smarter than that. Nurses have, like our emergency nurses, made lists of proposals to health authorities for how they think emergency rooms could work better. Things that aren't all that complicated, that make sense, that would make the work more efficient. We know that there are models of delivery that provide better community service. We know there are models that will provide better access and flow through in our emergency departments, whether it's mental health patients, whether it's seniors, by having proper assessment and treatment specialty teams in those emergency rooms. There are many things that we can do. There are many innovations. But those innovations will not see the light of day unless nurses, registered nurses, are placed on each and every one of the worksite, regional, and provincial committees responsible for that work. Where our voice is absent, we are given all the responsibility, but no authority. That disproportion must end. You're too bright, too committed, too energetic to tolerate this situation anymore. The disproportion between your responsibility, which is onerous, and the authority that you have to control your practice and the delivery environment around you has to end. We must get out there and fight for our voice at the table. Each and every person in this province must understand our nurses' agenda for the election. They must understand what it means for healthcare, what it means for the future availability of nurses in this province, and what it's going to mean for their children and their children to come, unless we enact some of the initiatives encompassed in our nurses' agenda. Nurses, you have a lot of respect in the communities. You have sound voices. Everybody knows a nurse. Everybody's married to a nurse, has an aunt who's a nurse, a grandmother is a nurse, a mother is a nurse, a cousin who's a nurse, a neighbor who's a nurse. You are everywhere. Kind of scary, isn't it? Get out there. Take your nurse's agenda. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your TA. Talk to the hockey league your kid goes to. Talk to the people you know who trust you and help them understand what's at stake in this next election. Yes, we've come a long way as a nurses' union. We're not partisan, but we sure are political. Let's get out there and be a political voice.